Radhe, Radhe. Vande Guru Paradvandam Bhakta Brinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Pramam Vande Nityananda Sahoditam Sri Nanda Nandanam Vande Sri Radhika Charana Dvayam Gopi Jana Mana Samayuktam Vrindavanam Manoharam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Gauranga Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We're continuing from Radharas Sudaniti, and this is verse 87 describing the Sripad absorbed in his Manjari Sroop, thinking of himself. A nice point was made today that to show the preeminence or the supreme position of Manjaris, you can even compare to the Sakis, is that, which Jai Haridas Baba was mentioning in class before, he was saying that the Sakis are relishing so much bliss in the service of Krishna and also Radharani, but the Manjaris get more bliss. And so Tungavidya, who is Prabhunanda Saraswati, who written this book, he's seeing that and he's appreciating that. So he took a form of a Manjari. It's not told the name. It's all the commentaries and even these 40 verses, which are fully Manjari Bhav. He's taking the Bhav and the Sarup of a Manjari to serve there. And he was making the point because the Manjaris get a special type of relish that even the Sakis can't get. Because the Sakis can get Krishna's prasad, his Tambul prasadi or his remnants, but they can never get Radharani's prasadi. They can never get the Tambul from Radharani. Only the Manjaris, Rupa Manjariyadi, Rupa and others. So this he said. So seeing that, then Tungavidya, who's one of the Astrasakis, who's one of the Paramapresha Sakis, what does Radharani's Adara Amritam taste like? What does Radharani's Pan Prasad taste like? So then this verse is describing that point, which he was mentioning in class. Excuse me. This verse is about the rewards that one gets, beginning with that very special opportunity to become a dasi of Radharani by the fortune, his good fortune, or her good fortune, blossoms in that way that they understand that the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is Radhadasyam, and they pursue the same. So he says that that's only by special, special, excessive mercy. Labdwa dasyam tarati kripaya mohana swaditena saundarya shri parakamalayor lalane sapitaya shri radaya madura uchishta piyusasaram bojam navanavarasananda magna kadasyam. Translation: when will I be immersed in ever new ecstasy? That's Navanavarasananda, Magna. By her mercy, Ati Kripaya. And by the mercy of Radha, Ati Kripaya, I will attain her eternal service. What will I do? I will massage her, it says, I will massage Radharani's beautiful lotus feet, her Saundarya Pada. Saundarya Sri Pada. It's pretty simple. Kamalior. And he's saying, I will massage her feet while she's asleep, swapitaya, and relishes Mohan's sweetness. When will I be absorbed in relishing ever new blissful ras? By eating and eating the remnants of Radha's meal, which is the essence of nectar. Piyusasaram, in the first canto of Bhagavatam, it says, pibita piyusam, that repeatedly, yahoram hu, repeatedly one. Those babukas and rasikas, those sensitive people that have feelings, those sensitive people that have feelings and the ability to perceive bhavas and emotions, and they have some capacity to understand what is love and project that into some idea of what is divine love, they have access to the Bhagavatam. These are the rasikas and babukas. So then those type of devotees that are nirmatsaranam, the repeat of what I said yesterday, they're free from envy. That's why they are attracted to the Bhagavad Gita. There are many rasika bhavukas in the world, but they go into drama, they go into theater, they go into music, poetry, art, and they express their taste and their attraction for those types of pursuits, to relish, be a connoisseur of the arts. But here, as someone who's attracted to Bhagavat and the service of Bhagavan, Bhagavat Seva, then he's also a rasika bhavuka. It's in the first canto. As I mentioned yesterday, it doesn't mean he's a rustic Vaishnava at the level of Bhav. Otherwise, there's no point of Bhagavatam. you just give the Brahmar Gita and Ras Lila, and he would read that and relish Bhavas. But it's meant, because after that it says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu. Just review what he said yesterday. So the Bhagavatam, but many people, I read it, there's nothing. So now he's using this Payusa Saram. What is the essence, Sara, the essence of nectar? It is to eat and to eat and to eat and to eat. Well, everyone will agree with that. Everyone in the material world, the materialists, will say, they have a phrase, live to eat or eat to live. Do you eat to live or do you live to eat? And that, of course, for devotees, we're following the path of Vachovegam Manasakrodavegam. So we control our senses. But here we find that Sripada Manjari Srupa is saying, I received a reward. Radharani reward me for the service that I did. And this translator, Sri Advaita Dasri, is saying that Sri Radhaya, he says, Sundarya Sripada Kamalaya Lalane Swapitaya. So he translates the word Lalane to mean massage. But actually the word for massage is samvahana, para samvahana, to massage. And we discussed yesterday, lalane means to actually fondle and caress. That Sripad, maybe before he was massaging and Radharani fell asleep, but then this particular word at this particular junction of Leela, because it says Swapitaya. Swapitaya means Radharani sleeping, Shamsundar sleeping, and they're together in the kunja. And now I'm not doing samvahan, I'm just embracing. Like I gave the analogy, the mother's maybe bathing the child, and she dresses the child, and then she feeds the child, and then she's just fondling the child, sitting on the bed, little baby, or maybe embraces him. This is fondling or caressing. So he's saying that. And then we show the parallel verse from the Sankalpa Kapadrum, where Vishnu Chakravarti, in his Manjari Srup, he's taking it even further. Not only do I caress Radharani's feet with my hair, alake, but then I'm gazing at their, I'm touching them with my hair and my hands. I'm gazing at the beauty of Radharani's beautiful lotus feet with my eyes. I'm smelling the sarab, the atul sarab, the incomparable sweet fragrance of Radharani's feet. So my nose is absorbed in Radharani's sweetness, my eyes in her sweetness, my hands in her sweetness. And finally, what about touching? I'm already touching, but I want to taste ras. Because I'm hearing Radharani's ankle bells when I'm massaging her feet. So my ears are fully engaged in that sweet tinkling, which is the tinkling of Radharani's anklets has taught the swans how to chortle. The swans sing, it's called chortling. So her beautiful, melodious, musical, dancing ankle bells that are dancing with the rhythms of her own heart's prema in Mahabhav, they are emanating such a beautiful sound, and the acharyas say that the incomparable atulya shabda, the incomparable sound of Radharani's ankle bells is teaching all the swans and paramahamsas how to sing. It has also other meaning. About, because hamsa means swan, and paramhamsa means all the great liberated pure devotees of the Lord. So the ears are engaged in hearing Radharani's ankle bells, eyes in seeing the beauty, and then the nose in smelling, and then hands in touching. So touch, hearing, smelling, seeing, there's only one sense left. That's tasting, swad, ras asvarana. So now, how do you taste? So that's what Vishnu said in that verse. He says chumbani. He says samvayani charano alakar sprishani, shrigrani soroba samuda chamat kriyabdi Akshnor Dadami Urasijo means this is Urasijo, Vakshastali. Parirambayan, Parirambha means I completely hold and embrace Radharani's feet to my breast. And then Alakshitam Avekshita. Avekshita, Alakshitam, I will look at Radharani's feet with great appreciation and care and affection. And then I will glance to see that no one else is looking. And then Chumbani Sokumarya. I will kiss Radharani's feet. So that means all five senses, tasting the lips of the beloved, or tasting with your lips, tasting Radharani's feet, tasting, touching, seeing, smelling, hearing, just Radharani's feet, total absorption. There's only six senses. There's five senses and then the mind. I mean, there's 11 senses technically, but we're talking right now about the Gyanendriya, the Panch Gyanendriya and the mind, so that's six. Working senses, hands, feet, stomach, etc. This is an amazing absorption. So now, that was his service, and it was a great reward that he got that opportunity. Labdwa dasyam atikripaya, by atikripaya, very excessive mercy. Oh, Guru really blessed me. Because a Guru has so many disciples. Like in a traditional Gurukul, there will be one guru, one teacher, and so many students. And seeing the proclivities and qualification of the different students in the Gurukul, then the teacher would teach them appropriately, the guru. And he wouldn't say, okay, everyone, I'm going to teach all you boys the same thing every day forever. He may, oh, you're learning these things very fast. Okay, I'll teach you these. So the same thing with the guru. He will, this is a new devotee. He's beginning like, so he starts like this. You practice this way. Then a more advanced or senior devotee, which the guru can recognize, either by seeing and understanding its development through association or conversation or just by super soul realizing the position of the disciple, then he will guide him and advise him to go higher and deeper in his practices of bhajan. This is the quote-unquote the proper approach of the guru. So therefore, he would be at this, maybe someday come to such a level that we're at this level of Raghunuga Bhajan, which is what these books are for. So then he's saying, Bojam, Bojam, Navarasananda Magno. He says, I'm eating and eating Radharani's remnants, and they're so sweet. Madura, Madura, Uchishta. So the question we asked yesterday is why does Sripad, Manjari Sroop, why does he say that Radharani's Uchishta, her prasadi, her remnants are sweet, madur, and sweet, sweeter than sweet. So then it's explained, they use such beautiful words to describe, we can say Radharani prasadi, Radharani's prasadi pan. Oftentimes when someone receives something or gives something, oh, is this prasadi? They say, is this prasadi? No, it's amaniya. Amaniya means it's pure, it hasn't been offered to Krishna, amaniya. Or prasadi. No, this is, you may give something to some devotee. And they'll say, oh, is this prasadi? Yes. Oh, okay. Like that. So then Radharani's prasadi. But such beautiful words are being used here. Madura, madura, sweet, so sweet to the taste. And piyusha, nectar, ambrosial, and saram, the essence. So when I'm rewarded in my sakhi sarup, my manjari sarup, Radharani, this is a whole, not that the spiritual world works on the principle of work and reward. Like here, you do something, you get a paycheck, or you get some reward or recognition. But actually, in one sense, those similar phenomena are there because the loving principle, the principles of love are the same. But the object of love and the recipient of love are different. The Prem Vishaya in this world is us. And the Prem Ashraya is the object of our love, who we direct our love to. But in the spiritual world, everything, we give gifts to Krishna, we receive gifts from Krishna, we speak confidentially to Krishna, Krishna speaks confidentially to us. Right? Dadati Pratigrinati, the six symptoms of love. And so the same thing is going on there. Krishna confides in Amandri, Rupa Amandri, I want to reveal my mind to you. Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha, they won't let me meet Radharani. So can you devise a plan? He said, listen, I'll give you an idea. So then Rupa Amandri is speaking very privately. He won't reveal his mind to Subal or Balaram or Madhumanga or any other Sakhi, because then they may not be sympathetic to him because they're already opposed to him. So he goes to he meets with the Amandri. She says, yes, but you have to agree to whatever I say. Well, Shamsundari is desperate. He's distraught. He's totally burning in separation, anxiety of being without Radharani. So he says, yes, Rupa, whatever you say, I will do. Dasosmi, dasosmi. Sharanagati, sharanagati. Devi, gopi, whatever. So then she says, yes, come with me. So then she goes into a kunj. Rupa Amandri takes Krishna by the hand, leads him into a private kunj, brings Brinda Devi, and then Tulsi Amandri and a few other Amandris. They say, Krishna, we're going to redress you. We're going to dress you as a gopi. And you're going to be Shamala gopi. And we're going to give you one veena. And here, hold it. Now just go like this so you have some idea how to play it. So he goes like this. So then they say, oh, Radharani, there's a new Sakhi has come. She's come from Mathura and she's visiting here. She wanted to meet you, please. And then like this. So all these things are going on there. So that the reward, you read when Rupa Amandri, Govinda Lila Amrita, Rupa Amandri runs into the kunja after Nishant Lila, and Radharani is running out of the kunja to go back home. And she forgets her kanchuli, what we call choli, her blouse, we can say. And in a haste to run back to Yavat. And Rupa Amandri sees that, and she quickly snatches that from the flower bed and hides it from all the Sakis so that Radharani won't be embarrassed. And then in some private time, then she slips, when Radharani's running fastly, she slips it to Radharani, unseen by the Sakis, and Radharani gets her kancholi back. So remembering that wonderful service, that essential service that was rendered at that time, Radharani remembers it. So then later, when she goes for bathing, I mean, she runs home and then she takes a bath, pretends to sleep when she gets back to Yavat, wakes up, then goes to take a bath, and Rupa Amandri is there, and Lalita and Vishakha, they're taking the ornaments off of Radharani. So then Radharani takes some earrings, and then Radharani says, oh, Rupa, come. Here, you take these. These are yours. This is a reward for that service. So it goes on. So that's what we're hearing, the reward. Like sometimes people say, oh, I do so much, I get so little. Sometimes devotees may feel like that. Oh, I do so much, I get so little. But we have to change our angle of vision and we can see that we're getting so much and we're doing so little. But generally, the eye-centered person, you know, like all of us, we think that, oh, I'm doing so much, you know, whatever, for whomever and however. And we think that, oh, I'm not getting so much. Something wrong here. Is it me? Is it you? Is it us? Is it them? So this is the example of getting reward. And it's an amazing translation. Dasarath Sutta uses the same idea. When will I be absorbed in relishing Radha's ever-new blissful ras? How will I taste that ras, that Navanavarasananda? By eating. Because ras means taste, and there's five tastes in the tongue. Sweet, sour, bitter, pungent. So when we eat, we taste the ras. Some taste. And so this, what's going on here? The Amandri is eating. What? Food. Remnants. Transcendental. Srimati Radharani's transcendental prasad. And what is what's her experience of that? She's saying it's nectar. It's piyus. It's and people say that. They eat something. Oh, how do you like this prasad? Oh, it's nectar or whatever. We use the similar words. So he says, Piyusasaram. He says, it's the essence, it's the quintessence of all sweet nectars. And not only that, but I'm relishing it. It's becoming sweeter at every moment. Nava-nava-rasa, that means nur-nur taste. Can you imagine, you're eating something sweet. How much can you eat that sweet till it doesn't become sweet anymore? You're eating, I don't want it anymore. How many sweets? 1, 5, 6, 10? It's okay, enough. It says, Nava Nava Rasananda. He said, and he says, he said, usually say bojam, bojam, I'm eating. He says, bojam, 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 bojam. I was really like stuttering, practically. This is one of the symptoms of septic bhavs. His stuttering, voice choked up, gudgara. This is an example here. And how he's experiencing these septic bhavas, because his stai rati, his stai rati and madura, madura rati and this bhavalas rati, this radhasneya adik, this radhasneya, this mood of loving attachment to Radha Krishna Yugal, Yugal Sarkar, in this particular moment of serving Radharani in the Kunja and receiving this great reward of Radharani's remnants, which are also already taken by Mohan. That's what it says. Mohana Swaditena, Swad. That which was tasted by Mohan, Sri Krishna. And Radharani took that. Then Radharani gave it to the Manjari as a reward for her massaging and fondling seva. And she was experiencing, she said, oh, bojam, bojam, nava, nava. Bojam, bojam, nava, nava, rasananda. Magana, kadasyam. Experiencing that in Sporti, then losing that vision, that taste. She's tasting, she's holding Radharani's feet to her breast. She's seeing them, smelling them, and seeing Krishna there, and then tasting, and totally absorbed in this Leela Sporti, Leela Pravesh, Manjari Sroop, and then losing it. And then saying, kadasyam. Kada, when, is so common in all bhajans, Narottam, Das, and Bhaktivinoda, everywhere you see. Pratana, Goswami's writings, Stavali, and everywhere. Kalikavali, kada, kada, or kabe, we say in Bengali, kabe. Kabe bolo se dinamar. When? So this is what's being said. So there's a lila. Oh, I want to read his translation, which is, because he's very flowery, and this gives another appreciation of what is going on here. Imagine we're getting Radharani's remnants. He says, sweeter than sweet, Radharani's food remnants. Radharani's food remnants, or prasadi, is the essential extract of ambrosia. Chewing and chewing, newer and newer, exciting eddies. Eddies is like some kind of current or whirlpool. Exciting eddies of beatitude and bliss. When will I ever become so intently engrossed, enthralled in ecstatic rapture? Just the poetic embellishments in English practically knocks you out. It's like, what is he talking about? It must be an amazing experience. In other words, it's such an amazing experience to get Radharani's remnants that all these adjectives and words are used. So this is what is being described here, that these are the you can say, coming attractions for a devotee, a sadhaka that advances to the level of bhava. The level of bhava, then one has spurti, or vision, or visporti, or even sakshat darshan, generally happens at prem. So these verses, they show how intimately connected the mantras are. It doesn't describe any. There's nowhere you'll find in any of our books any description of the sakis receiving this piyusa saram of Radharani's uchishta madura madura uchishta piyusa saram. Only the manjaris. So it's, oh, what's the big deal? You know, what is the difference between a saki and a manjari? I mean, they're all sakis. It's one category. The manjaris are so special and so intimately connected with Radharani. So there's the Leela Spurti behind this, which is explained in this commentary of Sripad. He's serving in Radha Madhav's Nisha Leela. That's at night. This time is late at night. It's about 1:30 a.m. And Radha Shyam and the Sakis have just finished a blissful evening of rasa dancing on the kaffir soft sands along the Yamuna. Everyone is tired and fatigued from so much vigorous dancing, whirling, spinning, and endless circles of loving euphoria. Everyone goes to the Kali Mandir, wherein Sri Radha and the Sakis serve Sri Krishna a wonderful feast of delicious forest fruits. It's a picnic in the middle of the forest. and many delicious sweets that Radharani and her sakis prepare at home before coming out for their nocturnal pastime. Radha's special sweets include preparations such as Piyusa Granti, Karpura Keli, Gangajal Ladu, Sarpuri. Some of these names, they're actually what we call in English tarts, T-A-R-T-S, like a baby pie, mini pie. They're like that. And then, of course, some like Ladu, Gangajal. Generally, Radha and the Sakis serve Shamasundar first. Then they go and enjoy Krishna's remnants together. Krishna's Kaviraj is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Antya 3:18-107, Sahilana Sakigan Radhika Kaila Bhojan. Sahilana Sakigan Radhika Radha Kaila Bhojan. Radha and her girlfriends enjoyed Krishna's remnants, the Madhura Uchishta of Sham, Krishna Adhara Amrita. But the question remains, why does Sripad, Prabhupada Saraswati, why is he saying Sri Radhaya Madhura Madhura Uchishta? That the Uchishta of Radharani, because Krishna's remnants are described as Amrit, Adhara. Adhara means the lips, the nectar of Krishna's lips, and Madhura Uchishta. Shams Madhura. Madhura, Madhura Uchishta. But Radharani is Madhura, Madhura, Madhura. It's even more. So what is that special extra sweetness of Radharani's prasadi? So Krishna's remnants are sweet. But when when Radharani relishes Krishna's prasad, then gives her remnants to her manjaris, then it becomes madhura madhura, sweeter than sweet. Atika says, first the bhoga is relished by Mohan Krishna, and then, because this word is there in the verse, Mohan swaditena, swad. First Mohan Krishna, Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal. He relishes the offerings prepared by Radharani and the Sakis, and then offers it to Mohini, Radhika. And that is why it is sweeter than sweet for Radhika's manjaris. Because it's a combination of Mohan Mohini. It's Mohan Mohini Mahaprasad. Well, that's a nice way to describe prasad. Oh, Prabhu, would you like some prasad? Oh, whose prasad is this? I shouldn't really ask at all. But people, devotees sometimes say, whose is it? It's mine. Oh. Of course, we wouldn't do that, but we have this kind of vichara, this consideration. It's all right, whatever, people are people. But ultimately, prasad, of course, we just accept it. We accept it. I mean, really, the real thing to do is to say, oh, yes, wonderful, and then you take the mahaprasad. Then you tell them whose prasadam it is. Then you know. Then your vichara, your consideration has some value, because then you actually know the difference. But if you ask the question first, it means you're trying to find out, but you don't really know. You follow? Like someone says, whose prasad is this? And they say, Srinathji. And you say, okay, and you eat it. Whose prasad is this? Govindaji. And you take it, and you honor it, eat it, whatever. Whose is this? This is Banki Bihari's. Or this is Nandabhava, Krishna Balam Nandabhava from Nandagam. So that's nice. But you don't know the difference. But if someone gives you prasad, they don't tell you. You say, no, you tell me. You say, it's Natshi. So that means that it means something to you, whose prasadam it is, because you can actually discriminate whose it is without anybody telling you. Because every prasad has its own flavor, its own taste. Have you ever taken Mahaprasad and Radha Damodar Mandir? Does it taste like Krishna Balaram Mandir? No? Yes? No. The answer is no. I took for 3 years. I took every day for 3 years of Mahaprasad. You go to Radharaman. Anyone's ever taken Rajbhog or like a full meal at Radharaman? It tastes like Radha Damodar? No. So the real thing, put a blindfold on and sit, take the remnants. So all the time, Madhurachishta, Madhurachishta, Madhurachishta. From one temple to another temple, we get Madhurachishta. But only if we become a Mandri will we get Madhura, Madhurachishta of Radharani. Until that time, no. They'll offer to Krishna, then Krishna's remnants will be eaten by Radharani, and she'll eat everything. And then Krishna will leave something for the bhaktas, and that will become Madhurachishta. I have to qualify. You should be more eager to qualify, then you get the Madhura Madhurachishta. Bojam Bojam Navarasananda. So let's finish this Leela and we can go on. So first Mohan Krishna relishes Mohan Swaditena, then Mohini Radhika. And that is why it's sweeter than sweet. Madhura Madhurachishta. Piyusasaram. For the Mandris. When Radhika's Mandri maidservants take Radharani's remnants, Radha Prasadi, Sriba describes that they become absorbed, they become immersed in relishing ever new blissful ras, ecstatic rapture. Nava Nava Rasa Nanda Magna. Magna means absorbed. Only Radhika's Mandris get this Madhura Madhurachishta from Shyam's beautiful lotus lips. As Krishna's Kaviraj describes, after Krishna eats, Radharani first takes his remnants and shares with her sakis. The mandris do not directly taste Krishna's prasad. That's a funny point here. As sadhakas, we're only tasting Krishna's prasad. And we're mandri upasakas. We're worshipping the idea of becoming a mandri, Radhadasya, mandri upasakas. But we only get Krishna's Madhurachishta. But then when we graduate, and we no longer a sadhaka mandri, but we become sadhana siddha, and we enter the Bhava Vrindavan, or even at the level of bhava in our meditation, when we come to the level of bhava and prem, and siddha avasta, then we experience Radharani's remnants. Then it's bojam, bojam, navarasananda, magna. And what's the example of that? Who's a sadhaka that had that experience? Vande Rupa Sanatana Ruguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Which one? So the mandris taste a special Madhura Madhura. The first Madhura is Krishna. So the mandris get to taste Krishna's Madhura. And the second Madhura is Radharani. And what is the third Madhura? So really the verse you can also read this verse, Madhura, Madhura, Madhura Chishta. Just to add a little more. Sripad's saying Madhura, Madhura. It's Madhura, Madhura, Madhura Chishta. Because you taste the sweetness of Krishna, and you taste the sweetness of Radharani, and you taste the sweetness of Yugal Kishore. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So this is nice. There's a lot of sweetness going on here. So the mandris alone and not the other sakis. The other sakis never get the taste of Yugal Kishore Mahaprasadi. They never get the taste of Radharani's prasadi. They don't get the opportunity unless you enter into mandri bhava and mandri srupa vesh, which Sripad valiantly did in the pages of Radharasuta Nidhi in about 40 verses out of 272. He immersed himself in identifying, redefining himself as a mandri and experienced their intimacy of seva, their confidentiality of their relationship and sambandha with Radharani, and taste and relish the ecstatic experience of getting Radharani's remnants and being so intimate with Radharani in those most confidential moments. Only the mandris have that. So Sripad is like has double identity. Tungavidya. So I want because Tunga means Tungavidya is very learned. She's master of 18 branches of knowledge. So this is the only sakhi that we hear about that goes into this mandri sarup, this avesh. At least maybe they all do. Who can say? But at least it's being revealed here by Tungavidya. Was digestion pose. I finished about a minute before I came out of my lunch. Okay, now I can be a little normal. Okay. Sri Radhe. So this is the thing. This is the essence. This is the pusasara, the essence. The blissful experience of Radha Krishna Yuga Prasadi, combined remnants of Radha and Krishna. So I said Vande Rupa Sanatana. No, I said Asadaka, Asadakas and Mandri Vabupasana, Mortesna and Krishna's Madhura Uchishta. This is working? Yeah, it's coming. And because we don't have the qualification, we're not siddhas. But a siddha at the level of bhava or prema, when he's doing meditation in his srupavesh, mandri srupavesh as a mandri, as a sakhi, in a siddha deha, siddha sarup, as mandri sakhi, then he, she, whomever, that sadaka, is entering the lila and having sporti, seeing deep sporti as if it's reality right before his eyes. And the example of that I cited the six Goswamis is Raghunath Das Goswami, our Raghunath. One day in his sarup, a very known story, but just connecting it all together, and it's wonderful to hear again because it's so much apropos and exactly on the point. Bojam, Bojam. It's not mentioned in the Tika, but it's just, when I read it, this story jumped out from the fourth line, like, look! Because Das Goswami is in Advaita Parivar. He's initiated by Yadananda Acharya, who's initiated by Advaita Acharya. And so I have a little bit of leaning, you know, I'm over on that side because I'm Advaita Parivar. So I'm too much, you know, everyone, we're all one with Rupa and Raghunath, no doubt. Well, maybe one and a half with Raghunath and one with Rupa. It's just like that. And I'm at Radhakund. There's a special place. Radhakund's a special place for Raghunath Das. And Sevakunj is a special place for Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami. I mean, all is special. And they all come here and everywhere, but Das Goswami is just here. He went to Govardhan to give up his life, and Rupa and Sanatana said, wait a minute, you're a little too hot, your brain's a little too hot, you need to cool off. They put him in the Radhakund, he cooled off, and he says, now look, stay cool here, stay in Manasa Pavan Tirth, which is what is actually named in Govinda Lilamrita, commonly known as Manasa Pavan Ghat. That whole north, which is discussed in class for about 15 minutes, that whole northeast corner is called Manasa Pavan Tirth, and that's the Sanskrit shloka in Madhyan Lila, Govinda Lilamrita. Does Tirth mean a god, any Tirth? Like you go to Pushkar. Pushkar is a Tirth. It's called Tirtharaj. Pushkar, maybe you've been. I've been a few times. Famous place. So there's many gods here. There's high Pushkar, low Pushkar. Maybe high Pushkar is all dried up now, but, you know, 30 years ago, water. And they have different places, places where you bathe. That's called Ghat. So there's one Ghat there, then there's Vyasa Ghat, and Jiva Goswami's Ghat. You know that corner over there, Radhakund. So there, Das Goswami is doing bhajan in his kutia, at Manasa Pavan Ghat. And he's meditating on the Madhyan Leela, or some Leela, whatever. And he, Radharani, was offered some sweet rice, some Krishna's remnants of sweet rice. And being very happy and very pleased with the seva of Tulsi Manjari, that's the other name of Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das, she said, oh, Tulsi, aro, come, eat her out. Tulsi, it's very nice, that Vaijayanti mala you made was very, very nice, so fragrant, so colorful, and those two little tails on the bottom, and then little things hanging from the side, and all the Manjaris tied into it. Oh, it's a very, very beautiful Vaijayanti garland. I want to give you some Krishna Uchishta, Madhura Uchishta. It's actually hers, but so then it was a sweet rice, just a little, some. So then, or maybe a lot, I can't say, but the story appears to be a lot. And then Tulsi Manjari, Das Goswami, and Siddha Vesh, Surpa Vesh, he was eating that sweet rice and eating. Bojam, Bojam. Bojam, Bojam, as the verse says, it doesn't say Bojam Navarasa, it says Bojam, Bojam, Navarasa Ananda Magna Karasyam. He was eating and eating and eating. Got indigestion. And he fell asleep or went on to some other leelas. And then it was time, because in the evening time, around 4 or 5 or so, he would come out in front of his kuti and sit under some tamal trees and kadamba trees on the banks of at Manasapavan got many trees there. And Krishna's Kaviraj would come and write what he would speak, and a few sadhus would come, and he would speak about Harikatha. And his servant came, this Bihari Das or whoever it was bringing buttermilk. I think Bihari Das or so. Some Brijvasi boy, a young man. And he said, I don't feel well, I can't speak today. Das Goswami. So they called in some doctors, homeopathic, allopathic, this, that, the other thing. And checking him, and pulse, everything. And they said, there's nothing wrong. And they said, what, do you have indigestion? What did you eat today? And then Bihari Das, his servant, said, Das Goswamiji, he took about 50 ml chach, 50 milliliters of buttermilk. That's a little small bit, you know. And that's all. He said, this is very strange. So then later, confidentially, then Das Goswami revealed, actually I was in my Leela Dhyan, meditating on the Leela, and Radharani gave me some sweet rice, some Krishna Madhura Uchishta, was actually her Uchishta, her Madhura Uchishta Piyusa Saram. And when I got that Uchishta, that Kheer Prasad, that sweet rice of Radharani, was Piyusa Saram, it was the essence of nectar. I couldn't believe it, and I just, I tasted that madhura madhura chishta piyusasaram. I tasted it. I said, this is the essence of nectar. I want more. Bojam, bojam. And as I chewed and drank, and moment by moment by moment, I experienced more and more ras. Nava nava rasananda. Magna. I became totally submerged, immersed, drowned in that ras. That essence of all ras, of Radharani's sweetness, of her remnants. And I went unconscious. But I don't really have indigestion. So this is the experience in Manjari Sarup at the level of perfection in Sripad's or maybe also in his meditation. So this is what this verse is saying. And I'll just read it again and then we'll go on. Next verse. Labdhva dasyam tadati kripaya mohana swaditena saundarya shri parakamalayor lalane sapitaya shri radaya madura madura uchishta payusa saram bojam bojam navanavarasananda magna kadasyam. When will I be immersed in ever new ecstasy when by Radha's mercy I attain Sri Radhika's seva, massaging her beautiful lotus feet while she sleeps and relishes Mohan's sweetness. When will I be absorbed in relishing ever new blissful ras by eating and eating the remnants of Sri Radha's meal, which is the essence of nectar? And this is the most extraordinary translation. Having achieved the divine service of Radhika, how? Only by Radharani's intense causeless mercy. Labdhva dasyam ati kripaya. The betel nuts, first tasted by Mohan Shyam, fondling Radha's feet, lotus feet. Ah, such majestic, divine beauty. Seeing off the drowsing Radha to sleep. Sweeter than sweet, her, Radharani's food remnants. The essential extract of ambrosia. Chewing and chewing and newer, exciting eddies of beatitude and bliss. When will I ever become so intently engrossed, enthralled in ecstatic rapture? Kadasyam, kadasyam. So this is verse 87, which explains a beautiful pastime. And the rewards that a manjari gets, as I mentioned, a small review. Beginning reward is the very opportunity to know about Radha Dasyam and to have some approach to it and interest in it and actually start practicing to attain the eternal service of Radharani. That's a great gain. It's a great gain, a great achievement, labdhva, lobha, to attain, to gain. And then once you have that, once you're fixed in that deep meditation on Srupavesh and the Leelas and serving and all the ways that are taught and learned as one progresses in Raghunuga Bhakti, you have so many different experiences that are the rewards of your meditation. They're called Anubhav. Anubhav means your individual personal experiences arising during the course of your bhakti bhajan, your meditation, your chanting, or any time, whatever. But during your service, your bhajan of Radha and Krishna, Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. So those experiences are your personal treasures, which you relish and cherish, and which enthuse you and drive you forward to go on and on. And then you hear about the experience and the anubhavas of someone at the level of prema, like Sripad Tungavidya, or rather, Prabodhananda Saraswati, or Raghunath Das. Then you can think, wow, it's an amazing world. Perfection, spiritual perfection, is an amazing level of attainment. And it's certainly worth the effort to put in life after life to get such a thing. But even though I was saying in the very first class or so, that there's thousands, in today's modern world, there's thousands and thousands of devotees that come under the fold of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but hardly any of them have the idea of Radhadasyam or Raghunuga Bhakti. Why or how, I don't know. Somehow it's like that. But this is basically the essential contribution of Mahaprabhu and teachings of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Tattva Siddhanta is the Braj Bhakti and Madhura Ras in the service of Radha and Krishna Yuga, specifically as Radharani's Manjari, maidservant Kinkari. But who has the idea? So if someone has the idea and someone is cultivating and developing Raghunuga Bhakti in whatever way they are, under guidance, under inspiration, guidance, support, shelter of Guru, God brothers, etc., that's fortune, that's great mercy, Ati, the loved one. You got it, you attained it. You attained what Lord Chaitanya came to give. He came to give Radhadasyam. And there are many, many devotees that are following and preaching and teaching these things. And if someone is connected with them and they're following, they're fortunate. They got the mercy. Ati Kripatyas. We're not proud of that, and we're thanking, what they say, thank your stars. In America, thank your stars. It means you count your blessings. You feel, well, I'm really grateful. So I don't know how I'm such a low-born, I mean myself, such a low-born, unqualified person with no good qualities or any real purity. But somehow I'm interested in these things. Let's put it that way. Okay, we'll go on to the next verse. We still have a little time. I think so. Yeah. We don't take any questions, we're just kind of speaking in this class. This is verse 76, and this is about the Manjari's expertise in service. Or rather, Manjari's expertise in six different sevas. This is a Shardula Vikridita Meter. That's what it's told in this book. Shardula Vikridita Meter. I think that's what the Six Goswami's prayer is. I'm not really sure. I'm not very knowledgeable of these things. But it works, so I'll use it. Pratak pitapatam kadavyapanayam yanyam shukas yarpanam kunje vismrita kunchikim apisama netum pradavamiva badniyam kavarim yunajmi kalitam muktavalim anjaye anetre nagari rangakais chapiraham yanga branamva kada. Translation. O Nagari. This means like Yashamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara. Nagara means the lover. Nagari means the female, lady love. Nagar Nagari. O lady love, when can I take Krishna's yellow cloth Pitapatam. Kada. Again, kada. When will I take Krishna's Pitambara dhoti, or his Pitambara chadar, his yellow dhoti, that you mistakenly took with you in the morning? As we mentioned, when they ran out of the kunja, it's kind of an interesting coincidence. We discussed this part of the Leela, and this thing is like a dovetailing. This goes on top, you know, it's like this. Like this. I didn't know. So we mentioned how Rupa Manjari or any Manjari may be rewarded in a very nice way, getting so many jewelries, Nana Ratna, Prasadi of Radharani, varieties of jewels as rewards for rendering some special, essential, timely seva, exactly when needed. Imagine Radharani's running down the footpath without her choli. Jaini Tai. But she's covered, totally covered over with Krishna's yellow cheddar, which we're hearing about right now. And Krishna's running. So Radharani, she ran home to Yavat with Krishna's yellow cheddar wrapped around her top for some time until, and then as she was running, her choli was passed to her and then put on before she got home. And then Krishna was running down the footpath to Nandagram, and he didn't have his yellow chadar. He didn't have his Pitambara chadar around his neck. He had Radharani's blue, what do you call it, that thing, Arana, whatever you call it, this another name, can't think. That blue veil on her head, on his head, I mean wrapped around his neck. And then that's a whole other thing. And when Purnamasi came in to wake up Krishna in the morning with Yashoda, and Mata Mangal and Subal, oh, and Yashoda said, oh, why are you wearing Balaram's blue cheddar? Because Balaram wears blue because he loves Krishna. And Radharani wears blue because she loves Krishna. So this is, he's saying, when will I, Nagari, everything goes together. Nagari, why is she Nagari? Because she just came from making love with her Nagar in the Kunjas. So when will I take Krishna's yellow cloth that you mistakenly wrapped around you in the morning from your body, and I will take it and I will give you another garment. That's one seva. When can I run out to bring the blouse? This is so amazing, actually. When can I run out to bring the kanchuli that you forgot in the love bower at night's end? So here, this is being spoken by Sripad 500 years ago. And this same verse is spoken in Sankalpa Kalpadruma by Vishnu Chakravarti 200 years ago, or 180 years ago, where he's saying, when will I give you? And then also by Rupa Goswami in one place. So this Radharani apparently is forgetting her kanchuli quite a few times because this is Prem Brahm. Prem Brahm means the bewilderment of Prem. You ever run somewhere real fast and forget something? Oh, I forgot my cell phone. Probably not that. But you run out of the house, yeah, I have my cell phone. I have my debit card. I have everything. Oh, my bead bag. It used to be before there was no cell phone. Then we probably wouldn't forget our bead bag. Well, we forget our debit card. We didn't have one. Or whatever. So now it's like... So then when can I bring you your blouse that you left in the love bower at night? When can I bind your hair braid, restring your broken pearl necklace, paint eyeliner around your eyes, and cover up the bruises caused by Krishna's lovemaking on your body with colorful substances like musk or vermilion? So as I mentioned the other day, when we're reading a leela, if we're just reading a verse describing a leela in some random book, describing some small seva, which is part and parcel of a larger leela, or at least that's it's a pastime in itself, because any seva is being done in the context of some pastime in some place at some time. So you read Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur, or Stavavali or Stavamala, so many Vilap Kusumanji, little verses about painting Radharani's feet, brushing her hair, going on Avisar, many, many, just one verse you can read, and it's maybe not even told what time it is, but when you know the nature of the pastime, many pastimes, they fit by Kaladesha and Patra, time, place, and circumstance, they fit particular yamas, Yamas means time slots. Pratak Leela, 6 o'clock to 8, and then Apurvan Leela, 8 to 10, and then like this, 10 to 3, Madhyan Aparan. So this particular Leela, all these different sevas I mentioned, this is the expertise. This verse illustrates the expertise in seva. Because there's two things. Manjari Srup Bhajan is basically two things are involved. In the mind, basically. But we're cultivating the bhava, the gopi bhava. Specifically, gopi bhava means the gopi bhava of the manjaris, because they're also gopis, the manjari bhava, gopi bhava. As Lord Chaitanya said, gopi bhava angikara. But he doesn't mean Lalita Sakhi bhava angikara or Radharani bhava angikara. He means, and that all the Goswamis, of course, elaborated on those essential teachings in CC, which are given in outline form directly by the Lord to Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami or here and there. This gopi bhava angikara means you should accept angikara, the bhav of the mantras, Rupa Rati, Rupa Mantri, Rati Mantri, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. So there, the two points are we have to cultivate this gopi bhav, mantri bhav, and then seva. What are all the sevas? That's the whole basis of the beginning of Raghunuga Bhakti. You have greed, intense desire and hankering and want to serve Krishna like a particular resident of Vrindavan in all the ways that they do within the type of relationship they have. So these are all the sevas. So that's why we hear so many things about sevas. Because these sevas, they are meant to captivate our mind. They are meant to, let's say, engage our hearts and give us a fuller picture that, oh, I'm Krishna Dasi or I'm Radhika Palyadasi. Well, what does it mean to serve Radharani? Well, it's dynamic and it's unlimited. We may have one main service, generally it's told, but then there's so many services according to the need of the moment. As I mentioned yesterday, the concept of Dandatmika Seva, that there's 60 time periods of a day, that's 1,400 minutes. In one day, 24 hours, there's 1,400 minutes. So every 20 minutes, there's 5 or 6 pastimes going on. It's inconceivable. It's called Dandatmika. If you divide the day, 24 hours times 60 is 1,440 minutes, and divide that by 24 is 60. 60 times 24 is 1,400. Now this is some very capsulized and organized, systematic presentation of Leela. And it's basically there within Govinda Leelamrita and Bhavanamrita. As at 3:12 this happens, and 3:36 this happens. And it's really power-packed. So there's lots and lots of sevas. I would say, as I said many times before, only in a spiritual world and nowhere else can one really say there is never a dull moment. At least from my part of the world, we have this expression, there's never, someone might say, what do you think of someone? Oh, he's really exciting. If you move around with him or her or whatever, you'll never have a dull moment. Some people are like that. They're exciting people to be with because of whatever they are, whoever they are, or however much you love them or whatever. There's whatever it is. But in other words, it's hard. I can't imagine such a thing. I thought sometimes I had found something like that, but always slips through your fingers and then you're flat again. But really, no one can argue because here there's never a dull moment. Well, what about the 8 hours you sleep? And your dearly beloved, ecstatic lover that you can never, the best friend you could ever have. They're sleeping, you're sleeping. What kind of moments? Those are pretty dull moments. But in the spiritual world, it's 24/7. I mean, it's 24 hours a day. You read the Goswamis, they would take rest at, what was it, 2 o'clock, whatever rest that is. At 2 a.m. they would take rest, and at 3:15 they would get up. When they're resting, what are they doing? Oh, they Radha and Krishna finally fall asleep in the kunj, and they're really asleep. And then the manjaris, those manjaris that don't have night duty, massaging or whatever their duty, or not duty, but their sevas inside the kunja, they go out to the veranda of Radharani's kunja, wherever it is, and they're just sleeping on the veranda, or they go just nearby, and their kunjas or whatever just lie on the ground or whatever, waiting. And when they're dreaming, oh yes, Now it's 2 o'clock. Of course, it's transcendental time. Who can understand? But it's transcendental time. So they're dreaming that, yes, in 1 hour and 15 minutes, I open my eyes. Now my eyes are closed, but I'm dreaming of seva. And I'm dreaming, yes, this particular season. Now it's October. So in the morning, when I get up in an hour and 15 minutes, I will have to immediately go out and pick some flowers to make a garland, because right around these garland that's in her hair braid will be all wilted and scattered hither and thither. And I want to offer a fresh garland. And so what kind of garland will I make? Then wakes up, oh, okay. It's almost like plan making. The sleeping of the manjaris is just plan making and scheming for the next moment's seva. So in that way, there's really never a dull moment there. So I think that's it. So we'll carry on tomorrow by the mercy of the Lord and discuss about the expertise of 6 different sevas that are rendered. Specifically, we can understand that this is all going on either in Yavat or in Barsana, depending on the time of the year. And Radharani, in this time of the year, she's in Yavat, because she spends up until Ras Purnima, Ashwin Purnima, which was tonight actually. Radharani's in Barsana. And then tonight, or tomorrow morning, Subal comes with a small coterie of soldiers from Vrishabhanupur. Sridham and some small coterie of soldiers and palanquins and everything. And they escort Radharani tomorrow back to Yavat. And she stays there 3 months for Kartik and then Mrigashirsha and Posh. These 3 months, like middle of Posh. And then around Falgun for Holi. Because, you know, now we have October, November, December, January. So Radharani's in Yavat. It's too cold to do anything. It's only Leelas. But then she leaves Yavat for 3 months and goes to Barsana during Holi. So for, you know, Gaurapurni, we call Gaurapurni. So Radharani, I think it's January 15th or so on Makar Sankranti. Then she goes back to Barsana and stays February, March, April, and she goes back. Then when it comes time for Ras Leela and summertime, it's like this. So 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. 6 months in Yavat, 6 months in Barsana. So it's very nice. So every year she's 6 months with her so-called husband. It's a very nice idea. You keep very happy families. Leave your husband for 6 months. All expenses paid. It'd be good for both. So that principle is going on there. She stays with her mother and father in Barsana, and she can come in and out of the house anytime she wants and go wherever she wants. She has no suspicious. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shyama Kanwala Kundiri Govardhana ki jai.